Laws of thermodynamics. They don't call them the laws of thermodynamics for GCSE because I think that might scare you. But we do indeed the laws of thermodynamics. First one is energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can be changed from one kind of energy into another kind of energy, can't be created or destroyed. What kinds of energy? Well, if it's moving, it's kinetic. If it's high up, it's got gravitational potential. If it's a stretched bit of elastic, it's got elastic potential. If it's electrical, it's got electrical energy. If it's chemical, as in a battery, well, a battery's got chemical energy. Plug it up to a circuit, that chemical energy is converted into electrical energy. What else? Heat. Sound. Yeah, could talk about nuclear. Probably won't talk about nuclear, a bit too complicated. Mostly going to be kinetic, that's movement. It's mostly going to be gravitational potential, how high it is before you drop it. And it's going to be heat. Sound. First law of thermodynamics. Energy can't be created or destroyed. That's not tough, is it? Second law of thermodynamics, that's a bit more interesting. So maybe we'll have a bit of light jazz before we worry about the second law of thermodynamics. I mean, everybody likes light jazz, don't they? Hating the light jazz? Yeah, me too. But it's your own fault for not being able to learn this stuff on your own without me having to tell it to you. You should really know it by now. It's ridiculous that you're having to listen to this on your iPod. And if you can find me some copyright-free material that doesn't sound as awful as that jazz does, I'll be very, very grateful. Okay, moving on. Where are we? So, second law of thermodynamics. I like the second law of thermodynamics. It says, when you're trying to do a useful energy transfer, well, what might be a useful energy transfer? Electrical energy to light energy. Well, the light energy is the useful bit, useful energy transformation. When you're trying to do one of those, you can never get all of the energy to turn into something useful. It's an interesting idea, that one, isn't it? All of the energy is going to turn into something else because it can't be created or destroyed. We said that in rule one. But here we've got rule two says, well, it might all be transferred from one thing to another, but you can't make it all useful. That's the rule that says we can't have perpetual motion machines. Even though there's lots of mad inventors on the internet who have all sorts of clever ways of making perpetual motion machines, they can't be doing so because the second law of thermodynamics says they can't. So what about our example of the light bulb? Well, some of the electrical energy is turned into light. The vast majority of the electrical energy is turned into heat. And in this case, heat isn't what we were trying for. We were trying for light. So most of the energy is actually being wasted as heat, only a little bit is light. For an ordinary light bulb, it turns out it's only about 2% of the electrical energy you put in is actually comes out as light, and all the rest of it is heat. So it's 2% efficient, 98% inefficient. And you might be asked to calculate those efficiencies. To calculate an efficiency, you do useful energy out divided by total energy in. And to make it a percentage, you multiply by 100. I'll do that again. Useful energy out divided by total energy in. Did you get that? Are you still awake? Good, I hope you are. For our light bulb example, that means for a 100 watt light bulb, 2 watts is light, the rest of it is heat, 2 divided by 100 multiplied by 100, 2%. You might be asked to do that calculation in the exam. They'll probably give you the equation. All you've got to do is know how to use the equation. Not really, very difficult.